Today's podcast is sponsored by Wonderful Pistachios, where delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts out there, and each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. It is no secret how much I love pistachios. I love pistachios. It is part of my identity, and honestly, there are so many fantastic flavors. My personal favorite is the Wonderful Pistachios No Salt. It has a little blue emblem on it for the bag. So delicious. I know others love the roasted and salted, even lightly salted. There's a sweet chili that's good, a salt and pepper. There are so many options, and you can have them in the shell or no shell. Cracking each pistachio open one at a time? Yes, Wonderful Pistachios is the only exception I make for playing with my food. It is fun and protein all in one bite. Go ahead and visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more or pick up a bag at your local store. Let's get to cracking and let's get to snacking. Skincare from the sea. You got that right. I'm introducing you to the brand Osea. If you have not heard of them yet, this company is called OSEA. It stands for Ocean, Sun, Earth, and Atmosphere, and it is an amazing skincare and body care company. This company is vegan and cruelty-free. They're climate neutral certified and ocean positive. It is a clean beauty company. It checks all of the boxes. I love these products so much, I actually gave some away to some of you for the local event so that you could try them as well. Some of the favorite ones that I use are the body oil and lotion, and then I also love the hyaluronic serum and the ID Puff serum. And every time I use them, I feel so luxurious. They also have a few gift sets that are going on for Mother's Day, which is really fun. They have a glow and go facial set and then a golden glow body set. I'm definitely going to get my mom one of these. I just don't know which yet. So go ahead and treat yourself or your mom to the everyday spa experience that you deserve. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code FUNGAINS at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head over to OSEAMalibu.com and use code FUNGAINS for 10% off. Welcome to the Fun and Gains Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and let the games begin. What's up, you guys? Welcome back to the Fun and Gains Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton, and can I just say, it is so good to be back. I truly have missed you all. I am on cloud 9 starting to podcast again, and I can't believe we're on season 3. I feel like it was yesterday that I was talking to you guys about how scared I was to start this podcast, and now we're beginning season 3. That is just insane to me, and I want to give you guys a huge thank you for being here, for supporting the podcast. We've hit over 3 million downloads, which to me is unreal. I have loved doing this podcast. It is just one of the most simple and pure ways that I can connect to you, and you could connect to me. I love it so much. So thank you for listening and being a part of this Fun and Gains family. I also want to thank you for allowing me to take a small break and step back. As you guys know, I don't need to recap what was going on last year. I'm really trying to move forward, but obviously I ended on a pretty low note and I needed some time to take a step away and regroup. And it was just hard for me to talk about a lot of things and update you on weekly and try to act like I was happy when I just really wasn't in a good spot. So thank you for allowing me to have that time to heal and come back better than ever. I have such a fire and excitement for this year. I am feeling extremely hopeful and full of life for everything that's going to come this year. We have a bunch of amazing family milestones that are happening. Darian is finally graduating CRNA school. He has been in CRNA school this whole time that I've had this podcast. So it's crazy to think that we are on the tail end. We are 4 months away. I am screaming at the top of my lungs in lowercase right now because I'm not trying to burst out your eardrums. But you have no idea how monumental this is. I mean, you probably do. If you've ever completed an extremely rigorous grad school, CRNA school, med school, anything that is just insane and your whole world revolves around this, it has been such a journey, and to have it finally come to a close in just a couple of months, I feel like I can conquer the world. I feel like a weight is almost been lifted of this huge burden of school and just support, and it has been amazing. It really has been such a journey of growth and strength, and I know someday we're going to look back and be very reminiscent of how low these pits were and how hard we had to try every single day to push through. And it's just been very taxing on us and our family and individually. But to have it come to a close, I am so excited and so hopeful. Darian already has a job ready to go. We are ready to move. Like, if you can't tell, I'm really excited. I'm very grateful for everything that this whole journey has taught me and that last year has taught me. I have learned so much and I've grown so much. I am ready for life to get a little bit easier. I feel like it has just been a huge struggle, especially being left alone so many months during Darian's faraway clinicals, as residencies just being out in the boonies, and Vinny and I being solo for a couple of months, especially right after surgery. I can now speak on this because it's safe to do so. I think I mentioned it probably in the last podcast episode, but all of November and December, Darian was not home. I was flying solo with Vinny, and that was right after I had my surgery, and things were really, really difficult. It was definitely a low, pretty much an all-time low I've had. But again, I'm feeling well-rested. I'm feeling optimistic. I feel like I can do this. And I'm excited to bring that energy into 2024. So if you've also had a really tough last year, this year is going to be new. And if this year is a tough one for you, I'm just going to say you can make it. You can do it. But with that little snippet being said, something that I've liked about the previous podcasts are the little snippet of fun and gain. So kind of a high and a low of the week, kind of giving you a way to do a weekly update within the theme of fun and gains. So for this week's update, we were in Arizona for the holidays and it actually proved to be one of the more fun trips that we've had. It was so fun. I feel like all of Darian's family, everybody's getting a little bit older, a little bit more mature. It's just a fun time. And it was so fun. We actually ended up extending our trip a couple days because when it was time to fly home in the morning, I was like, I can't do it. Like, I genuinely don't want to leave. I was having so much fun. It was very healing for us. And we just kind of needed that time off and away with family, hanging out. And let me tell you, we packed that trip to the brim. We seriously would stay up to like 2 a.m. and sleep in till 10 a.m. and just go the full day. Like, we were just out and about cruising. And Vinny was so fun. He's at the age now where he's able to hang out and make it the whole day. It's like, we don't have to go back for a nap. We don't have to, you know, worry about him getting too, you know, overwhelmed about things, but we could just hop from place to place and he was always down and just so much fun to be around. Like, this was just such a great year and age to get everybody together, and we would play wiffle ball all the time. Vinny could play with us. Like, he's actually playing the game with us, hitting the ball, running the bases, like doing slow pitch baseball. So much fun. There are a lot of memories that we're going to hold and cherish from that trip that we really needed to boost up our spirits. And now that it's the new year, and I can say we're 4 months away from graduation, Darian has almost made it. He's completed his doctorate. Now he just has to take boards, do a couple other, you know, small things. To him, it's not small, and it really isn't. Like, studying for boards is a big deal. But for me, in my mind, I'm like, oh, this is a wrap. He has all of his cases. He's done with his doctorate. Like, we're at the end of this. I'm just so excited. If you can't tell, I keep talking about it. But that was the fun and gain of this week, is having such a restorative trip and having some newfound energy and just motivation for this new year, which I'm excited to dive into for new beginnings, new habits, plans I have for this year, and getting us amped and ready for what's to come. No matter what comes our way, we're going to take it on with how strong we are and feeling this new sort of energy. And I've missed you guys. Oh my gosh, I missed you guys so much. Getting into the meat of today's episode, I really wanted to talk about new beginnings, moving forward, new habits, and what 2024 is going to look like. Do I really know what this year is going to look like? No, because at the beginning of 2023, I would not assume how it ended or how that year went would be anything like how it looked like. But it's still fun to plan. It's still fun to talk about and have a vision for what we would like this year to look like so that we can help plan and act accordingly. One of the main focuses of this year of 2024, I feel like my big mantra is going to be moving forward. This means a lot to me because, one, I really want to move forward from the past. I really want to take action this year. I feel like last year I really slacked and I have a lot of guilt about that. I feel like I didn't do my best. I wasn't able to do my best. And for me, that's something that's very hard to come to terms with, because I'm somebody who I like to push myself. I like to get things going. And I felt like I struggled a lot last year with that. But I also had a lot going on. So I give myself some grace, but still, I have those feelings of I want to push it. I want to do more. I want to be better. So what can I bring to the table? So taking action is going to be huge. I feel like I get stuck a lot of times on the thinking process or on the brainstorming and not as much time in the actual physical action of bringing that to pass. And that is a huge emphasis that I want to take on today. Instead of wishing I could do something or thinking I want to do this, I just want to act more quickly. And I feel like that's going to help me also feel more confident in my life and more fulfilled, because instead of sitting by the sidelines, I'm actually out doing it. And for me, that full fulfillment of accomplishment comes when I'm actually doing the thing I said I'm going to do. Another way that I'm thinking of moving forward is to stop letting the opinions of others control my life. This is something that I used to be so good at this. Like all growing up, I did not care. I was an army brat. Like you cannot care what other people think of you. You have to just be who you are. And I've always been like that. Being on social media, sometimes I get a little bit worried and I get a little bit in my head, but I feel like I have really been working on this and I still want it to be a focus. Just doing what I want to do, being who I truly am to the root and the core, and not being ashamed of that. I know and have accepted that not everybody is going to like me. I've always done the reference of you could be the most juicy peach in the world, and there are still people in the world who don't like peaches. Simply put, it's just how it is in life. I don't need to be a people pleaser. I don't need to have everyone's thumbs up in life. I need to do what's best for me and live true to who I am. I am the expert on my own life and I know what's best for me and you know what's best for you. So let's not value others' opinions over our own. Some more things when it comes to taking action and trying to move forward is I want to be more decisive about what I want. I am somebody who I have this like complex where I know what I should do, but I don't always want to do it. And in between that, I have a hard time making a decision when I really like this year taking action. Seriously, my mantra, I want to just make a decision, go with it, be decisive, figure it out, and stop questioning myself. Stop questioning things. Just if I truly feel like I need to do something, I want to take action then. Instead of sitting around and waiting to do it and procrastinating, I just want to make that decision and act on it. Another one is, again, stop procrastinating on the goals that are important to me. I don't know why I just have felt so trapped and stuck last year, but I'm feeling a lot more free this year. And so I want to take the responsibility and change the things that I want to, and stop procrastinating on the things that I want out of life with my own personal individual goals. It takes a lot of hard work and discipline to have these things come to pass. I feel behind on everything according to my own self, which I'm going to end on, like, of course, my self-talk, because I know I need to work on it. But there are a lot of things that I want to improve on. It takes a lot of hard work and dedication. I want to get my routine back in the gym. I want to continue eating nutritiously. Honestly, that one I feel like I've been killing. Like I have so many new recipes. I'm just like, these are fire. I have plans. I'm just killing it right now in the kitchen. So I'm doing really great right there in workouts. I have my program that I'm following on my app. I am doing my foundations challenge, which, by the way, if you want to join, please join that. It is so exciting. All you have to do is follow a program on my app. You're going to commit to it for 4 weeks. We have fun little weekly challenges that we'll do to help you build the foundations and habits so that this can be a sustainable lifestyle for you. There's an in-app community. There's video demonstrations for every single exercise. So hop on the challenge, join that. It's at www.brittanylupton.app/challenge. I'll also add that in the show notes. But that's what I'm doing. I'm doing my advanced program, my core program. So I have workout figured out. I just need to take action and get it done. Nutrition, I feel like I've actually gotten a really good habit of again. That's something that I really struggled with toward the end of the last year. Again, recovering from surgery, just having a hard time finding that. But now I'm feeling so good and confident about that. So those are some areas that I'm doing really well in. But for goals, I still have a lot of external goals when it comes to work, when it comes to the content I want to produce, when it comes to all the professional things as well as personal things with family, with moving, with Darian, silly little personal goals like reading more and being really into making sure I have my downtime, making myself a priority, learning my different languages because I'm really into that, and just continuously journaling, doing the things that I normally do. But when it comes to those goals, I really want to stop procrastinating them and stop being lazy and bring that focus, energy, and attention every single day with that purpose and passion and make my life the way I want it to be because I have that power and I'm the only person in my own way. So if I want these things done, I have to be the person to get them done, take that accountability and that responsibility and say goodbye to the excuses. And again, get to it, put in that action. Circling back again to my self-talk, that's something that I'm really adamant on working on improving. I just have a lot that I'm dealing with and working through and things that I still feel guilty about. But I actually read this thing and it said, like, one of the best ways to move forward is to give up feelings of shame about your past failures. And I exited last year feeling like I had a lot of failures. I, for the past 6 months, have been on and off pregnant. So, you know, pregnant for 2 months, then recovering from a miscarriage, which is not comfortable. It is very painful. Hormones are doing all types of things. Very upset with what had happened, obviously, going through a lot of grieving processes, trying to get pregnant again with the huge shift in hormones, just not feeling good, genuinely unwell, and finally getting pregnant again, being excited. 2 months pregnant, and it's an ectopic pregnancy that has to result in surgery. So dealing with another loss, dealing with, you know, surgery issues, complications, healing, then being left alone because Darian had left for school. There has been a lot of trauma the past 6 months that I am continuously working toward, and I'm healing from it. And I know that that healing process is just that. It is a process, but I am left with lots of feelings of guilt and remorse of like, oh, I wasn't able to, you know, be my best last year because I had so many other things going on my plate, which I have come to terms with. I have accepted that, but I do still have those small feelings of lingering guilt. And it's crazy because I feel like it's kind of a toxic mindset I've put myself into, just speaking candidly here of, oh, until I prove myself, until I start working well again, you know, it's not going to make up for that lack of time I've had. And that is a narrative that I've been telling myself, like, hey, you know what, the past 6 months, you've been trash at work, you've been trash in your own life, like, you can't do anything right. And it's just like this spiral that I've been in of just not simply feeling good enough because it's just been pretty crummy over here. And it's something where I've really had to do some deep soul digging of forgiveness of myself, of calling myself out of, hey, this is not an okay thing to tell yourself. Like, you really did your best with what you had, with your horrible situation you were going through. You've come out of it stronger. You've come out of it triumphant. You have new opportunities and a new life ahead. Like, just give it all you've got with where you're at now, and constantly meeting myself with where I'm at. Again, starting from square one training, there's been so many gym sessions that have been very frustrating because I'm not stronger. I'm not strong enough. I'm not where I used to be. Starting from scratch after trying to get 200 on squat, it has been so frustrating. The 135 is ridiculously tough again. And I'm like, man, I worked so hard and now I have to put in so much more effort to get back there when I'd already done it. And look, it's this whole thing, right? But I've really come to terms with it and I've really given myself a lot of grace and healed from it and accepted it and am still obviously healing from it. But that's why I think moving forward is so important, is that physical action of getting up and taking a step every single day, trying to be a little better and being patient and knowing that it's going to take time and it's going to take a lot of effort. And even though I'm a little tired, I have done it before many times and I know I can do it again. And I want to share that with you because if you just feel defeated, if you have year and year again told yourself you want to do something and have failed, I understand that feeling of failure. I understand that disappointment and that hurt almost that sense of betrayal of, I told myself I was going to do this. Why am I not taking action? What am I so afraid of? And just sitting on the sidelines. And if you're just so sick of that, like, this is a new chance. Even though it's a new year, it doesn't matter as much as the fact that it's a new day. And each day is a fresh start that we can just try to get up and try to move one step forward, taking ourselves with exactly how we are, accepting that, and wanting to change little by little. All of these small decisions we make really do add up over time. And I know, I trust, and I believe that because that is exactly how I have gotten to where I am many times. The first time I went through my fitness journey, the second time after postpartum, and the fourth time after both of these postpartums, I really try with the same exact habits that I have built from years ago, just continuously trying to get up and putting in that effort, moving forward and taking action.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry a bunch of different stressors. Recently, Darian and I are working through moving, him graduating, taking boards, wrapping up things here in Michigan, and our cross-country move to Florida. Like us, I assume that you also probably have a lot of things that are going on in your life and some stressors, whether they are big or small. And oftentimes we can keep them bottled up and then it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy can be a safe place for you to get things off of your chest and try to work through whatever is weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, go ahead and give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Brit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Brit.
Today, I'm welcoming a new podcast sponsor, Shrank Grills. If you haven't heard about these yet, today is the day. Darian and I cannot wait to move to Florida and start our hosting era, and this is the perfect way to do it. These grills heat up to over 1500 degrees in less than 5 minutes, and it uses the exact same infrared technology as the world's best steakhouses. So things are going to cook really fast. Your steaks can be ready in as little as 3 minutes, and salmon as well. Big salmon girly over here. We're trying to get all of our protein gains, and this delivers on flavor because everything is juicier on a grill. They also have a dip tray at the bottom. This is probably my favorite feature of these grills. You can let all the steak juices just drip to the bottom of the drip tray, and then it's going to create these brown bits. And you can add butter, spices, oils into that dip tray also, and then pour all the juices back onto the steak. And this makes such a big difference in flavor. This grill isn't just for steak, though. You can also cook chicken wings, hamburgers, seafood, even pizza with their pizza stone accessories. So if you've been on the fence for your summer grilling, look no further and get your Shrank Grill today. That's spelled S-C-H-W-A-N-K, Shrank Grills. You can use code FUNANDGAINS to get $150 off a Shrank Grill. But I'm here for you guys this year. I feel like my fitness journey means a lot to me almost now more than ever because of what my body has had to go through and being able to get up and feel strong again when for weeks I couldn't move, couldn't wash my own hair, couldn't shower, just due to a lot of pain. And to just show how resilient our bodies are and how forgiving they are just has given me a whole new sense of hope and love to take care of my body in a new way. And that includes taking care of my mind and fixing that mindset, that way that I need to talk to myself of, I can do this, and telling myself that and trying to look at the positives in the life where that has not always been very easy. There's been a lot of negatives that have been outweighing the positives, but trying to seek for good pockets of peace and good moments in a day that help me feel alive and happy and rejuvenate that sense of wanting to belong again. Man, I really didn't want to have to bring up my past. I'm really trying to move forward with it, but it's going to come up, I guess. It's going to come up. It's part of my life, and it's something that you guys know about, and something that if you can relate in any way of having to deal with a setback in life, having to deal with an injury, having to deal with many mental health challenges, whatever it is, it kind of just hopefully is a reminder to you of how your health and fitness journey is one small part of your life. And while it really is so important to take care of your physical health, we need to take care of all of those factors. And it was a big reminder to me to be patient during those lower periods of time, during those harder periods of time, be patient with myself. And really, truly, the sentiment that I always say is love yourself through the process. I mean, I've never gone through something this tough before, but really trying to find that sense of love for myself was really tough. But this year, let's bring it back up. We'll spring it back up, guys. This year is going to be so good. Even if there are difficult trials, I feel strong enough and capable to tackle them head on. And I hope you do too, and can take everything I've been able to say or you've been able to learn from your own life as a sense of hope and an example that you can do this. And I truly believe that. To move on to some habits for this year, some simply put are going to be reading daily for me. And this can be a normal book or audio book. I love Audible. And for me, it's a huge sense of comfort. I used to listen to a podcast or try to do self-help things. But honestly, anytime I'm getting ready or I'm driving in the car, I love to be able to turn my brain off from work for just a second and enter into a new world. It's really helped me be creative again and honestly just feel alive and happy and not have work consume me 24/7. So that's been something that has been extremely fun for me and has allowed me to feel like myself again. And I started that at the end of 2023 and I'm continuing that into 2024. I have loved reading books, and I guess I did do that a little bit more in 2023, but for me that is a huge rock, is reading. Another one, I have some spiritual goals personally, regarding like prayers and scriptures, meditation, etc. For me, like every morning I like to do that, and as well as journaling at night. I always do like a gratitude journal, just reflecting on the day. And if I'm being honest, I haven't done that for a couple of weeks. This is the first time like in my life I really haven't done that. So I actually called myself out and I need to do that again. It's been quite a while since I've journaled, but with all my emotions, even though I don't feel like it, I need to do it anyways, right? We're taking action. That's this year. I get so tired at night. I'm like, oh, I don't want to write in my journal. No, you're doing it anyways. That's what this year's about, you guys. We are committing to it. We got it. So the third one is allowing myself to rest, cry, and heal. Take as long as I need to do those things, because a lot of times I get really tired. I get really sad still a lot of times, and healing, allowing myself to have those, feel those emotions and work through this, but to get back up. Always get back up. Even if I'm down, that's okay. But I know at some point I've got to bring it and get back up. And the other one is keep moving forward. Truly, that is the mantra for this year. I didn't even plan on having like keep moving forward or take action as this mantra. But as I'm talking on this podcast, I'm like, man, that's like the same thing I keep saying. So there you have it. That's it. As well as habits for health and fitness, right? Because this is a health and fitness podcast. That's what we want to hear. That's what we want to know, the tea. Like I stated previously, I'm starting off with my advanced program. So that's a 4-day split. It is a lower body day focusing on quads. It's 2 upper body days. I do back and biceps, and then chest and triceps, shoulders, etc. And then the last lower body day is more quad focused and hamstrings. So those are the 4-day split, as well as 3 core workouts a week. So that is what I'm going for. I also want to throw in a cardio day. So might work out 4 to 5 days a week. I'm feeling really good and confident about that. Something hit me toward the end of last year of just regaining that motivation and strength again. And even yesterday's workout, the first workout back of the year, I was feeling really strong and I could incline press 35s for 10 again. And I was like, whew, it's been a long time since I've been able to actually feel strong in the gym. And to feel that way really helped boost my confidence and helped boost my ambition. And just to have that feeling, that sense of I'm back, I can do this, and capability felt really good. As well as nutrition, it's the same thing, guys. Focusing on whole nutrient dense foods, so protein, fruits, vegetables, always high priority, fats and carbs, of course, eating those as well. And whole nutrient-dense foods, again, more whole foods. Whole foods are going to be more singular ingredient, like chicken, your fruits, your vegetables, your proteins. And nutrient-dense foods are foods that are high in nutrients. That way, we're getting the minerals and the macros and micronutrients that our body physically needs in order to properly function. And just making sure we're feeding ourselves healthy and feeling good mentally and physically and emotionally. You know, with those audiobooks and journaling, it's really helping me feel a lot better as well. Some other small goals. I feel like those are pretty much it for habits. But when it comes to small goals, hopefully get some good events coming up here. I decided I'm not opening up my gym to an event until we're just about to move, because I've realized that's where I work out by myself. And if people know the address, you know, that is a concern for my safety. So I was kind of bummed about that, but I'm glad I thought that through a little bit more. So when we're about to move, we'll have an event before we move. Don't worry, we'll have one in Michigan. And hopefully Gymshark will have some events where I can meet a lot of you as well. I'd love to see you guys. And for podcast guests, I'm really trying to line some up quickly. I think I have two really big hitters coming up soon, as well as some more, hopefully, after that. Darian is coming back on the podcast. His schedule has slowly started to slow down. It's still really, really busy, don't get me wrong, but he's at least able to be home now, where for months and months, he's just not even home. So really excited for next week's episode. We're going to do ins and outs of 2023, 2024 with Darian. So stay tuned for that. I hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast episode. Welcome back. Drop any episode recommendations on the podcast Instagram, funandgains.podcast. Go ahead and follow that. Learn more. Stay in the loop. I'm excited to bring to you guys so much more value when it comes to this podcast. We're just dipping our toes in for today, getting back there, a little bit of an update, a little bit of a catch up, and talking about what we're hoping to bring into 2024 with moving forward and taking action, aka the mantra of today's episode. I'd love to hear some of your goals and main focuses for 2024. You can share those on the podcast Instagram as well. Let's chat it up over there. And with that being said, I'll talk to you all next week for some more fun and gains. Bye. You are listening to the Fun and Gains podcast. I'm your host, Brittany Lupton. Thank you for listening to another episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Make sure you come back next week for some more fun and gains.
Bye. I love you. Fun and Gains family. Bye. Make sure to comment.
Bye.